bag and they're all stored in a, because there's just so many.
They broke them.
How do you store big pots, pottery, thousands and thousands of pots? So they just break them and put
them
in.
That is so sad.
But, you know, where do you store them? What do? Because you can always reconstruct them, you know.
Oh, there's a reason
they
behind
do.
It.
But it's like,
sad.
I know. And
it's not a very good reason.
But you get, I mean, literally shelves and shelves and shelves of pottery and stuff, and it just comes down to, you know, they're all unique in their own way, but if they come from the same area, they're similar materials, similar designs, similar whatever, so you keep the best of the best and keep the others, but not, you know.
But if you're doing research, then they're all just as important. You don't need
right,
the best
but
of
it's
the best.
Like, it comes down to money and storage yeah. space. It all comes down to time, money, and space.
And different practices and different times
yes.
and different people. Like
yes.
you always have to clean up somebody else's mess from 50 years ago.
Because every director has yeah. a different
theme
different of their
processes
right.
Evolve.
Mm-hmm. You know, I understand if you're
so.
Going to be building a road and you have to do clearance and you find something, but I don't know that it's very reasonable to be going out and doing excavations for doing excavations if you don't have it planned out where you're going to put the stuff that you find
right.
there.
Yeah, that's true.
I was just curious when they emptied Downacre this time.
Yeah, where
did they did they do any?
That's one of the things
research?
I'm trying to trace down.
Because that's usually what happens. They'll send out a crew to check the old excavation sites and see what happened, but I didn't hear anything about it, but I'd never heard about it before.
A lot of us coming down that it needs to be left where it's at and just please leave it alone.
Well, that's what they say.
There's just so much that's been removed from its place that and there's just so much available that they're like, you know, what I'm reading is like, you just stop digging.
But I did find the reports on Stenaker's last excavation very fascinating.
Well, there's two of them. Did you get the publication from BYU?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was the early one that Jeff Russ was involved with. Mm-hmm. And those artifacts are all supposed to be at BYU, but nobody can find them. Because it was BYU's crew that was out here, and then they did a more recent one.
I kind of got the impression that they left most of the things on site. They evaluate the differences if they have to empty again. So emptying the lake is really hard on artifacts. It's better to just keep it full. But sometimes they have to empty it. And so I got the impression that they didn't really take artifacts away. What they did was they just
evaluated, recorded them, and left them.
Now, from what I remember, my husband was involved with the one that was back with BYU at Steinecker. They left the burials. But a lot of the other stuff they did take.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I don't know what that means. I don't know if they kept it to, like, we'll take a few of this and a few of this and a few of this and leave the rest here. I have no idea what the decision was and what they left and what they took.
Boy, is that full this year, though.
Oh, yeah.
I've read some, this is from my anthropology class, how they would, they found a burial site, they removed all the stuff, they studied all the stuff, and then they put it back because it was a burial site. So there is a lot more of like Lana
doing
said,
doing that, leaving it where it's at.
Or study it and then put it back.
Yeah.
The burials at Steinecker were in those big underground vault things. Like there was they're almost like storage
you
things.
You mean one of their
I'm talking about at the base of the dam, not behind it. So there might have been something different, but at the base where they had these big bulbous things that looked almost like they were for food storage or something, those are where the burials were.
They weren't pit houses.
No.
It's interesting.
I don't think there were any pit houses below Steinecker. I think that was earlier when they were building pit houses, but they did have irrigation there. Anyway, I'm just trying to trace down some of these because, like for Linda, what she's trying to find are the different kind of shells that were used in the necklaces. Well, if you keep the best looking of the shells, you want the other ones. And
yeah, no, I just know a pottery.
Yeah.
I just know the pottery part. So
anyway, in the process of trying to trace these down, and like Sam was saying,